This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States Wednesday blacklisted what it called, quote, key enablers, end quote, of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government, reinforcing efforts to push Damascus back to UN-led negotiations to end Syria's nearly 10-year civil war. The United States imposed sanctions on an additional 13 entities and 6 individuals, including the governor of the Central Bank of Syria, in this fresh round of sanctions aimed at cutting off revenue for Assad's government. The actions freeze any U.S. assets of those blacklisted and generally bar Americans from dealing with them. Washington already bans exports to Syria and investment there by Americans. Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration slapped sanctions on a powerful Cuban general and business leader in its latest move to heap pressure on the communist island weeks ahead of U.S. elections. The Treasury Department took action against Luis Alberto Rodriguez Lopez Calleja, a son-in-law of former President Raul Castro, who heads a conglomerate with wide economic interests, including hotels affiliated with the military. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement, revenue generated from their economic activities, quote, is used to oppress the Cuban people and to fund Cuba's parasitic colonial domination of Venezuela, end quote. Wednesday, Hungary's justice minister called a European Union report on the rule of law, quote, absurd and false, end quote, and blasted its sources as, quote, biased, end quote. The annual commission's rule of law report raised concerns about judicial independence in Hungary as well as in Poland, an assessment Hungary's justice minister dismissed. And he insisted sources for the report came from civil society organizations funded by Hungarian-born U.S. philanthropist George